I don't root for any team. Never have, never will. I root for good stories, good people. I grew up in San Diego, so the Chargers, yeah, they were fun. They were entertaining. Dan Fouts, Kellen Winslow, John Jefferson. But even as a kid, I never found myself saying, boy, the Padres have got to win. Did I go to the World Series in 84? Sure. Was Tony Gwynn someone fun to watch and a personal friend? Yes, he was. God rest his soul. But I'd never looked at it and said, oh, I got to root. I'm rooting now for Monty Williams. I don't know if you know the backstory of the Suns coach. His wife Ingrid was killed in a car accident in 2016 at 44 years of age. Monty lost his soulmate. And now, after a journey of trying to work through the pain and agony, he's here in Phoenix as the head coach of the Suns. Yeah, the Suns have been awful. It's been since 2010 since they had a playoff game. People seem to have a short memory and say, wow, all is well. Well, it's not. But now I want to see this team do well for the coach. Last night, they tore apart Sacramento. They beat him by 29 points. More importantly, I think on the court, they actually have a real point guard in Ricky Rubio. Rubio had 11 points, 11 assists, 6 boards, 4 steals. Devin Booker scoring 50 is ridiculous. And people that get excited about a guy that scores 75 and lose... Winning and losing, that's all that matters. Stat lines don't mean jack. Booker had 22 and 10 assists. I will take balance all night long rather than one dude jacking up shots and a team getting their heads kicked in year after year. So, yeah, I'm rooting a little bit now for the Suns because I want Monty Williams to work through all the stuff that he went in losing his wife and for this team to actually pull themselves out of the ditch and get to the playoffs, at least sniff playoffs, sometime in the next couple of years. Again, May 29th, 2010, last day of a playoff game, completely unacceptable. There's this mantra that the Washington Nationals have that I would like to see more teams take. So here's how it works. If a team is not being picked to win, then they're being dissed and they're being disrespected and they're being slept on and all this nonsense. Thank God that Washington is here. They have taken the tact of, we believe in ourselves, not the world is against us. The world is against us is just tired, and it's all through society. I see it in high school sports with my son. I'll hear it in the college end of things. Oh, they hate us. They're against us. Oh, everybody's picking against us. Like, come on. I like the we believe in ourselves approach. I like what the Nats are all about. When people say, well, you know, these games, there's too many baseball games. Look, May 24th, Washington was 19-31. Today, they are 2 wins away from the World Series. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. I hate that cliche too, but it applies in this case. So before we get out of here, and I hope you have a great Thursday, I'm going to share a little bit of a personal side. When I decided to do the high five, it hit me that I could go into this space and talk a little bit about personal stuff that's going on when it's appropriate. I'm not going to be over the top, but I had something that happened last Friday that was not pleasant, that was not fun, that's been weighing on me, quite frankly. And we all go through it. We all go through stuff. I know people that look at the perception of somebody, they have the perfect life, they never have issues, they never have stuff that comes up. Last Friday morning, my son is in a doctor's office. Doctor's examining him and just stops us cold, looks at us and said he's done with sports. And he's got a rare hip issue going on where his hips are rotated the wrong direction. There's 2 specialists in the country that you have to get in contact with, and I'm here to help you. Boom. Just like that. So my son had just been playing his freshman football season, been doing very well. He got promoted to JV the day before this took place, came home the night before this took place, and said, Dad, I've decided I want to try to pursue football at a level beyond high school. It's a moment you all want, right? Doesn't have to be football. I mean, whatever sport or whatever your interest is. I don't care if it's orchestra or whatever. So there was this gut-wrenching, just between the eyes, 2x4 moment for me in the doctor's office last Friday morning. And since then, I've been a little bit distracted because you get on the phone and you want to call people and say, hey, what about this doctor? Kurt Warner and Damian Anderson, 2 former Arizona Cardinals, have both been to the place that we are going to go to have our son's hips checked out. Damian's son is actually back on the football field, playing at Northwestern, missed 2 full seasons with hip issues while he was at Chandler High School. So it's been hard. It really has been, but we'll get through it. And that's what this space is going to be about, some sports and a little bit of things that I see or that I may be going through. Have a great Thursday.